getting that time of year. We're planning to do food plots and getting ready for deer season. Dove season is right around the corner. It's an exciting time of year. And one of the things that I have learned over the past 2, maybe 3 years now, I've used some liquid fertilizer. And so I wanted to have Chris Grantham on. He's the owner and operator of Alabama Liquid Fertilizer, and he's got a world of knowledge about this stuff and some advantages to it. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Well, you spend all your time traveling from one farm to the other doing this and watching things. So what are some of the things that you've observed just recently that gets you excited about this liquid fertilizer?
Well, we had a customer over in West Alabama that sprayed a big clover field. It was 8 or 10 inches tall when he sprayed it, and in a month's time, they've eaten it down to about 2 inches tall. Seems like the deer are just living in his clover patch.
That's pretty impressive.
Good for the deer.
For this time of year, well, I mean, typically your food plots are not getting hit as hard because you've got so much food in the woods and so much available for these deer. That's pretty impressive that they ate it down that much.
Well, that was a surprise to me as well, and I actually went over so I could look at it and see it for myself, and it was just amazing to see how much the deer had eaten the plot and also the amount of manure in the field. I mean, these deer are obviously spending most of their time in this field. And I'm in 30 years of hunting, I haven't seen this kind of activity on a plot during this time of the year. So that tells me that we're putting the right nutrients in the plot that the deer are needing.
Well, one of the things that I want to point out to some listeners might not understand that this fertilizer that you're spraying on there is not normal fertilizer. It's got calcium in it that's added to it, and that's probably has a lot to do with why the deer are just, you know, going crazy over it.
That has a lot to do with it. You know, one of the primary ingredients in a deer's rack and body and everything else is calcium. And, you know, the calcium helps the deer's rack grow stronger. It helps the does produce more milk. So they have a bigger, healthier fawn. And the calcium also helps make the eggs stronger on the turkeys and quail as well. So we designed this to benefit the wildlife all the way across the board from the deer to the turkey and the quail as well.
Yeah, I think anybody that has planted a food plot or been a part of planting a food plot is familiar with granular fertilizer. Talk a little bit about the differences, obviously, with application and how both granular and liquid could be used, or if someone wanted to switch to just liquid, how they could do that.
Well, with the granular, you know, you typically either put it out when you plant and disc it in or you know, throw it on top of the ground. And there's several ways that it can be lost, either with evaporation or runoff. You put your fertilizer in the ground and you go 3 or 4 weeks without a rain. You know, your fertilizer has several different ways that it can be lost and not be as beneficial, where with the liquid, it being a foliar applied fertilizer, within a couple of hours of applying it to the plant, it's in the plant and working, so it's a lot more efficient. And because it's going directly into the plant, it doesn't require as much to do the same amount of work as with granular. A lot of people still like to use the granular when they plant, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. If they want to put, you know, half of what they would normally put down when they plant and then come back at a later date after it's a month or two old or 6 weeks old and growing good, where you're applying more liquid to foliage than to dirt and spray the liquid on top of it, it will just enhance what is already there and available. And plus, with our product, you're adding the calcium that you're getting into the plant that you won't get with a granular.
One of the things about that I have learned over the past 2 or 3 years using the product is if you do wait till the foliage is good enough so it just about covers the ground, and when you apply this fertilizer, it immediately goes to work inside the plant. As long it doesn't take but a few minutes to soak it in, and you're not losing it down under the roots, you know, from a heavy rain or anything like that. It goes inside the plant where it can't be removed.
Exactly. That's what makes it so much more efficient than the granular is, because you're not getting any loss. You know, you're getting 85-95% of the fertilizer actually getting into the plant, and it'll circulate it throughout its system and actually pull it into its roots and hold it in its root system and use it as it needs it. So that's, therefore, the fertilizer lasts, you know, it'll last two and a half, 3 months, depending on how much rainfall and how hard it's grazed.
Now, Chris, you mentioned, you know, it's pretty easy to tell that when you're using a foliar application, so when you're spraying it directly onto the leaves of the plant versus putting it in the soil, that you're going to have better efficiency for those nutrients. But I want to know, you mentioned this clover patch that these deer had eaten down. How is it improving the palatability of the vegetation that you're putting it on? How are these deer and turkeys finding it?
Well, they can actually smell the calcium in the plant, and you know, when they're naturally browsing as they're walking around, when they find something that tastes good, they're just like you and me. When we find something that tastes good, we're going to keep eating it. And when they find, you know, when you fertilize a plant, you make it taste better, whether you're using granular or liquid or whatever. Anytime you fertilize a plant, it's going to make it be more palatable to the deer. And so any fertilizer helps. By adding the calcium to the plant, that just is an added benefit, that while they're getting something that tastes good to them, they're also getting a mineral that they need. And it pretty much makes everything you spray it on a calcium source.
That makes sense. If you've ever seen a natural salt lick or a natural mineral lick in the woods, you know, I always thought, how do they find that? You know, how do they know that that's there? Makes a lot more sense that they're smelling it rather than just walking around licking the dirt all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it has a lot of benefits, and you can spray it on in any of the liquid fertilizers. You can spray on things other than your food plots. You can spray on your honeysuckle or anything that they're browsing on. If you've got an early season bow stand or whatever, you can go in and spray the foliage around your stand, and it'll make that browse taste better to the deer and bring them in closer to your bow stand. If you've got a white oak that you like to hunt under, you can go in the spring and spray the foliage on it. You can go in and pour this fertilizer around the drip line of the tree and make those acorns taste better to the deer. And you can direct which white oak tree that they're eating under, because those acorns will taste better than the others. And I know most everybody that's hunted acorns, there's always been one or two trees that the deer always seem to go to, and it's because those acorns under that tree taste better or have something in them that the deer are looking for that the other ones don't have, and they'll go to that tree first. So you can actually use fertilizer to help improve your success, you know, in the stand.
Mm-hmm. Not only can a deer tell the difference, I mean, a minute difference in the nutrition of acorns from one tree to the other, they can also tell the difference in the nutritional value of wild plants, of native plants and browse. So your liquid fertilizer can be used in certain areas to enhance natural vegetation.
Yes, sir. Any of the vegetation that they're normally browsing on, you can go in and spray, and it'll boost it and make it taste better. It throws that calcium in there and gives them what they're needing. And the people that have been using this product, this is our third year on the market, are seeing bigger racks on their younger bucks. I live in southeast Alabama in Poor Sand, and I've got a two-year-old that's already going to be pushing 120, 122, 123 maybe this year, or that was last year in the low 120 range. So I can't wait to see what he looks like this year. But we're seeing much bigger racks on our younger deer, and we're seeing bigger turkeys also. Our poults seem to be at this age, you know, maybe a pound, pound and a half larger than they were before we started using this product at the same age.
Well, Alan's ears just perked up whenever you mentioned turkey. So talk a little bit about how that works. So why are the poults bigger?
Well, the of course, in all of your poultry feeds, there's calcium and phosphorus added to the feed. And when you introduce the calcium into the turkey's diet, apparently it stimulates the growth in cellular generation, and there's a whole lot of scientific stuff that goes into it that's way above me. But they tend to eat more and have a faster rate of gain with more calcium and phosphorus into their diet. And by us being able to put that into the plant directly with our liquid, they, you know, anybody that's ever, you know, pull the craw open on a turkey, there's always some grass and clover, bugs, and the acorns in there. So the turkeys actually graze on the food plots as well. When they're getting this calcium in the plants, they'll be out there grazing. But also the grasshoppers that are eating this grass in the plants, they're getting that calcium into their system too. So when the young poults go out there and start eating the grasshoppers when they're bugging, when they're little, they're getting it into them through that way as well. So it just works its way into their food chain.
All right.
and helps the whole health of the turkeys and the deer as well.
We've been talking with Chris Grantham of Alabama Liquid Fertilizer about food plot planning. And, Chris, I was thinking over the break that I'm just like a lot of people. I love to save money when I can, but I want good quality food plots. But I've found that my fertilized cost has just about, you know, reduced into half of what I used to spend. Let's talk about the economics of granule fertilizer per acre and liquid fertilizer.
Well, most people, you know, are putting 200 to 300 pounds of granular fertilizer out per acre when they plant, and I'm not sure what it's running right now. But, you know, that usually averages, you know, $60 to $90 an acre, maybe a little bit more. Where with the liquid and it being much more efficient, with our product, you can treat the same area for $45.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's cutting it in half for most folks. And, you know, the great thing about liquid, there's enough energy stored in that seed for it to come up out of the ground and sprout and get growing. So if you don't want to use the granular fertilizer, you can wait till your plants come up and sprout and get growing, and then come in and spray the liquid on top of it and still get the same results.
And I have done that, and a lot of people do not know. It's surprising that to me that a lot of people do not know that seeds will come up without fertilizer. You know, you plant a seed, if it gets enough moisture in it, it's going to come up. Now, after it comes up, depending on weather conditions and all that, is how well it does. But I have actually planted food plots with no fertilizer applied and then waited till they got, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 inches tall, sprayed them with the liquid fertilizer, and they start jumping after that. So I understand what you're saying, but earlier in the show you said you could actually combine the two. You can put half as much granule fertilizer on your seeds when you plant and then come back with the liquid fertilizer after that, keeping your cost about the same and giving them the calcium that and all the things that the plants need from your product.
Yes, sir, you can. And, you know, liquid fertilizer it has been around a long time, but it's new into the hunting and food plot industry as far as the liquids go. And, you know, we are creatures of habit. We're going to do what our fathers and grandfathers and mm-hmm. all has done before.
Yep.
So, you know, it's hard for people to drop the granular all together and go with something new. So, you know, they may want to ease into the liquids, and that way it works fine. They can still use the granular to get it up and then apply the liquid to really enhance what they're getting from from what's already there.
And every situation's different. On some of my hunting land, it's very sandy soil. And I learned years ago that my fertilizer, if I put it down before a big rain, the fertilizer was going so deep into the soil, it's not touching the roots of the plants, not helping anything. It's just going down into that sand and washing away. So the liquid fertilizer I like because it's fast. It's almost immediate results, and you can put it right there on the plant, and you know it's going into the plant.
Yes, sir. That goes back to the ways of loss on the granular. It's called leaching, where it actually goes through the soil and gets away from the root zone.
Right.
And especially with your nitrogen, studies have shown that for about every 10 inches of rain that you get, nitrogen goes 12 inches in the ground.
Hmm.
And with sandy soil, it goes a lot deeper than that with 10 inches. So yeah. It doesn't take long, especially in the South, hopefully, when we don't have another drought, for that nitrogen to be gone.
Well, Chris, surfactant is used often with Roundup and things to make the liquid stick to the plant. Do you recommend surfactant as an additive to your liquid fertilizer or not?
No, sir, we don't recommend that. Our fertilizer is actually bonded to the water molecules and once that, you know, the plants will suck that water in through their leaves, and it takes the fertilizer in with it, so it doesn't have to have anything to make it sit on the leaf. And make it go in, because like you say, once it touches that leaf, it starts pulling it in like a sponge. So it doesn't require anything to hold it on the leaf. And you can also mix our fertilizer with most of your herbicides, especially in the spring and summer plots when you're trying to control your weeds and your clovers and stuff like that, that you can mix our fertilizer in with it while you're spraying, and therefore you only have to go over your field once, and that helps keep the cost down as well.
Yeah, it's not to mention, you obviously can save on the cost of granular versus liquid, but you're also saving on diesel cost, not having to make as many passes, and your time. I mean,
yep.
Everybody's time's worth something. So,
hey, it's been a great interview. I appreciate you being on with us today, Chris. I wish we had more time, and you have a great fall and winter and a great deer season, man.
Well, I'll do it, and anybody that's interested can check us out on Facebook at Alabama Liquid Fertilizer and Supply. Shoot us a message or send us an email, and we'll be more than happy to get up with you. And if you don't have this product at your local store, ask them to get it and get in touch with us, and we'll see what we can do about getting it there.
And Chris, where can they call you if they'd like to talk more?
Do what?
Where can they call you?
Phone number is 334-233-2687.